Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Good morning, friends. Welcome to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and I'm so grateful to have this platform in order to share my heart and my thoughts with you, because I feel like I have been blessed beyond measure by being brave and sharing my heart and my thoughts. And for those who love it, continue to listen. And those who don't, this is not for them, and that's okay. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. I want to share with you what it feels like to show up for what you are excited for versus what you feel like you're supposed to be excited for. It's so easy to show up for other people. It's so easy to show up for what you think you're supposed to do, or what you should be doing, or how you should be showing up, or what you should be sharing, you should be posting. It's so easy to get caught up in just the acceptance and the approval of maybe even just a couple people, and ignoring the fact that you are impacting hundreds, if not thousands, of people by being the version of you that actually makes you feel like yourself, that actually makes you feel true and called and filled with passion and purpose. Sometimes we can truly ignore the thoughts and the signs of how much joy you get to have by being yourself and sharing what you love and what you're excited for, that you get so caught up in what you're supposed to be doing, how you should be sharing, how you should be helping people, what kind of job you're supposed to have, what kind of clothes you're supposed to wear. We get so caught up in the opinions of other people that we forget to even take inventory in how we feel about ourselves. So I want to help you recognize those moments and those thoughts, so that maybe you're not showing up for other people's lives, because at the end of the day, this is your life, and how you feel about yourself is the most important thing, not how you think she feels about you and not how much she contributes to your life or how much she supports you. Because if you are constantly living your life for their approval, you'll also die at their unacceptance. If you are only wanting for them to love you, then you have to ask yourself, like, what are you doing for yourself? And I don't know who needs to hear this. And I don't know who's maybe been praying for this message, that it's okay to do what other people think is not right. And I don't mean going out and causing mischief. I don't mean creating crimes. I mean, sometimes you are not supposed to do it the normal way. Sometimes you're not supposed to take the path that has been laid out before you. Sometimes you're supposed to be the one who creates a new path. Sometimes you're the one who's supposed to be brave and take a chance on you and be the best version of you, and how that looks like in your eyes, not in their eyes. And it's so easy to show up how you feel like other people want you to. But I want to tell you, when you do that all the time, you can get run down and your why isn't strong enough. And when your why is not strong enough, then you won't want to show up on those hard days. You won't want to put in the work. You won't want to do whatever it is that you're called to do. When you are so worried about what other people think about you, you're not even living your life, you're living theirs. And I want to tell you that even though it's easy to say that, like, from the outside looking in, being like, oh, you should do, know that, like, negativity is still going to come into your life. Know that you're going to have those negative thoughts. Know that you're going to feel like you're not doing enough. But when you can continuously live your life filled with pride and happiness and joy, and know that what you are doing is making an impact and making a difference, when those negative thoughts come up, you are able to combat them and recognize that who you are and what you do is enough. You don't have to do it a certain way. You don't have to show up a certain way. You don't have to post a certain way. You don't have to wear clothes a certain way. You don't have to do anything a certain way other than what makes you feel your best. And it's so easy to allow the thoughts and the opinions, and maybe even maybe even the story that you have made up in your mind about what they are thinking is stopping you from being the version of you that truly be the best thing that you've ever done. Maybe you're telling yourself a story that they think that you're doing this, and yet you have no actual proof. You have no thoughts that are deeming that to be true. You are just having one thought and fixating on it and then creating an entire story, when at the end of the day, you could be making yourself show up a certain way, be a certain way, post a certain way, talk about certain things because you feel like that's what they want, and yet you never even had any proof and you've lived your life for the story that you think they're telling. So I want to have you take a little bit of self-inventory, have you take a little bit of a gut check and recognize, how are you being the best version of you? Is this version of you the one that you would be proud of? Is this version of you one that your daughter would be proud of? If your daughter was acting the exact same way you are, or maybe your sister or your cousin or your mom, like if they were acting the exact same way that you are, would you be proud of them? Knowing how they truly felt in their hearts, how would you feel knowing that somebody else is truly being a different version of themselves in hopes of other people liking them? You would tell them like, no, do what you want to do. Love what you want to do. And it's okay that it doesn't look like the normal. It's okay that you made a change. It's okay that you made a pivot, because I want to remind you, you're not supposed to be the same. Your goals that you have when you start are not supposed to be the same they are 5 years from now, even 5 months from now. You are allowed to recognize the feelings that you have and how the goals that you are working on are making you feel, and you're allowed to change them. So I want to just give you that permission today that maybe you've been showing up a certain way. Maybe you've been talking a certain way. Maybe you've been just not even being you, but how you think you're supposed to be. I want to give you permission to just show up as the version of you who actually makes you happy, who actually lights your heart on fire, who actually makes you want to show up for your life. Because if it feels like a task to live your life, then you're truly not living. You should be filled with joy. And I don't mean all the time, because that's unrealistic and that's not attainable. But I want you to be filled with joy for your life. And if it feels like it's heavy and it's a task, maybe it's time you take a good hard look in the mirror and ask yourself, what is it that you want? What is it that you want to be living your life like? And if this is not it, then girl, make a change. I don't know what that looks like for you, but you have permission to be somebody different, to show up differently, to have different passions, to have different purposes, because you're supposed to. You're not supposed to stay the same the exact same time. And I want to allow you to have permission that maybe you've been standing for one thing for so long that you forgot you were allowed to make a change. You forgot you were allowed to evolve and to grow and to be something different. And I want to give you that permission slip that just because it's something that you were passionate about before, it doesn't mean you have to be passionate about it for the rest of your life. It doesn't mean that your passion can't change. It doesn't mean that your calling can't change. I want to give you that permission to just be a version of you that brings you joy right now. It may not be the know-all be-all. It may not be the ending of your story, but it gets to be a part of your story. But if you're constantly retelling the old story, your story is not growing. It's not evolving. You're just starting the chapter over. So I want to tell you, it's okay that you want to make a change, because I needed that. I needed that permission that I didn't have to stay the same. I had built such a brand on being X, Y, and Z that I was so afraid to make a change, because then what if people don't like me? What if they don't support me? And I had to remind myself, they are supporting the version of me that was best suited for them. And that's okay. And I got to serve them in that time in my life, in their life. But becoming a different version of me allowed myself to then love and serve other people in different versions of their life. You are not supposed to be the know-all be-all for them for forever. So it's okay if maybe some people unfollow you. It's okay if maybe some people don't decide to join you on your journey, who don't decide to continue to watch you grow, because it's maybe rattling some cages they're not ready to open. But by you showing up as the version of you that brings you joy right now, you are touching lives where they needed to be met right now. So I want to give you that. Allow yourself to be the version of you that brings you joy right now, because it could be the exact thing that you need. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.